What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here we go. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now to go around the bases with Wolchuk.
Yeah.
Get you geared up here for this Rangers return to action tomorrow night. At this time, here's the Wooly Bully.
Let's do it. Here's a rule change I think they should implement right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Tie it with one swing. High drive! It's tied!
Woo! All right, Mookie Betts is talking with Sports Illustrated. And he says, look, once a position player comes into the game, you're down 10 runs, whatever it might be, we just need to call it. It's done. It's like run rule. If we're having position players pitch, because we know we've lost, why? Why bother? Let's just call it a game.
Because that one moment, that one game where things take a turn and you get a rally with Higgy pitching in the ninth inning, you know, and all of a sudden things just start going crazy. I don't know. The one outlier moment where this happens, it'd be one of the most historic things ever. Like coming back from 37 down in the finals.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you're using the pitcher, position pitcher, when you're down, not when you're up, right?
It goes. I think it goes both ways.
When you're losing is typically when this is happening.
Yeah. To me, I'm kind of thinking like I agree with him though. I do, but I also thinking about the time Bassick was talking about when he pitched and gave up like 12 runs. Or something like that. Then Bassick, like his debut.
Yeah.
He was just, and then they came back.
He gave up 12 earned runs in his debut. No, is that real?
So he was a pitcher.
I was on the board for that game.
I think they came back and won. I think Cleveland came back.
Come back and win.
Yeah,
on an Omar Vizquel slapper down the right field line.
So he gave up, I think, 9 or 10 runs.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
getting shelled.
So if you get Mike Bassick in the game, you have a shot.
Yeah, you know, I would be for it. I wonder what they would do with the ads. You know, that's why they won't.
Yeah, that's a good point. they've got those built in there. But, I mean, I guess you could actually run it. You just have your...
An extended post-game show?
Yeah,
you're going to blow out these ads?
Right. Like you just,
and your advertisers know that if this happens, this is how we're going to handle it?
Yeah, because it's really, what, an inning that you're going to end up skipping out of? I mean, it's like the ninth inning that they're doing this. So, essentially, we're just, like, fast-forwarding through the ninth inning. I just can't think of an instance where, like, that rally's happened. Where you're you're pitching a guy and, like, you're down by... It's probably going to be, you're down, like, 8-plus runs.
Yeah.
So, the game, you're pretty much... Like, the second you're sending in Higgy or whoever the position player is, you're waving the white flag anyway. I mean, the Rangers got so pissed when... Who was it? Of the Padres? Tatis, wasn't it? When he hit, like, a grand slam where he pimped a home run and they had a position player pitching? Because it's like... You're not supposed to do that. Basically, the other team has already said, hey, we've lost this game. We're just kind of trying to get this thing out. And you're out here just still swinging when you're getting thrown a 60-mile-per-hour meatball. And it's hard not to. So there were arguments both ways. But I wouldn't mind it. I don't think that Mookie Betts is out of line for suggesting that.
Well, at least if it goes to 13 runs, because the record all-time is 12.
Okay.
And Bassett gave up 7 runs, 6 earned in 6 innings in that game. He struck out 2. Only 1 walk, always had good command. But that was a 14-2 game when it got to its absolute
14-2.
Worst. Yeah, and and that was the 116-win Mariners team. So 15-14 Tribe that day.
Goodness gracious, that is bonkers right there. Rangers did get their schedule out. In fact, all of Major League Baseball's schedule is out. They will open up the season March 24th, pending the lockout, which I really hope does not happen, as Major League Baseball will start March 24th, Thursday, on Netflix. That will be a televised game. The opening matchups are Cleveland at the Chicago Cubs. Chicago also will be hosting the All-Star game at Wrigley Field on July 13th, so you can look forward to that. The Rangers will open up their season against the Houston Astros in Houston on March 25th. It's the earliest date the Rangers have begun a regular season, which will be beating this year by a single day. Rangers are scheduled to play Thursday through Saturday at Houston. Then they take Easter Sunday off, then resume their season opening road trip with 3 games at Seattle. The home opener will be April 1st. Against the A's to start a 4-day series. The Rangers would finish off the opening homestand with 3 against Tampa Bay. They've also got games at Chicago against the Cubbies, in Cincinnati against the Mets at Citi Field, and they'll play in Washington all before the end of April. So that is a lot of, I would say, early Ranger baseball games. They're going to be probably starting at like 5:30, 6 o'clock here, local time.
Assuming they have a season.
They're going to have a season. We're just going to put that positivity out there. Rangers are going to host National League opponents. So we'll get the St. Louis Cardinals at the Globe. You'll get the Philadelphia Phillies at the Globe. The Colorado Rockies, the Braves, the D-backs. The Dodgers will be coming
to
town.
Coming back, yeah.
The Milwaukee Brewers, who've been really, really good. All of those teams will be making trips to the Globe this upcoming season, so you can plan your season accordingly. The Dodgers are revealing a new bobblehead. This is one I have not seen before. You have...
Shohei involved some way?
2025... iconic moment when you had two of their outfielders
collided,
Andy Páez and Kike Hernandez colliding in the outfield.
That was that one of the
game. Smacking into each other.
Yeah, one of the
game. It did, and it's amazing. I think it was Páez who was able to hold on to the ball. It was Game 7, ninth inning, epic victory. But they're going to give that away September 6th against the Nats. The bobblehead's very unique. It's almost like Kike Hernandez is like laying like a little baby being held in the lap of Páez, who has his glove up and he's catching the ball. I would recommend going. Andy Gonzalez has tweeted it out. I can tweet it out on my page as well. But very interesting bobblehead, how they've been able to make this one work. But I'm sure Dodger fans will be lining up to get the iconic moment of the catch.
Late 90s, I had just gotten into sports radio. Started a bobblehead collection.
Yeah.
Fast forward about 5 years later, I had like 40. And one day I was just like, this
got
is stupid.
Got drunk and raked them off into a trash can.
Basically.
You might have had some that were worth something.
I had some cool ones, you know, none that I can really remember.
A lot.
But yeah, it was overwhelming. And I was like, what am I even going to do with these?
Clutter.
I'm an adult for crying out loud.
Yeah. Were they all open, or did you have them
open? I had them all open.
I'm going to give you a big fish tank here. That's what I'm going to do. Get rid of these bobbleheads.
Didn't
you
have a big fish tank?
I did, yeah. I had 13 fish tanks, Brian.
My gosh.
Yeah.
13 fish tanks.
I was breeding South American cichlids at one point.
I can't believe you never had a stalker, man.
I sold some of them.
Did you?
Yeah, but it was hard. Payoff wasn't
some of the
enough.
Fish or the tanks?
The breeding of the fish. Oh. And the preserving them and growing them and everything. It was. It turned out to be a job more than a hobby.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be time-consuming.
Yeah.
Will Paul Skeens ever pitch for the New York Yankees? It's been a rumor for many moons that Paul Skeens will leave Pittsburgh. He's never really been very, no, this is the place I want to be until this interview. Here's Paul Skeens being asked about it over the All-Star break. NJ.com did the interview. Skeens on staying with the Pirates.
I got shown the tweet and didn't really think anything of it, and then got some texts about it. I'm on the Pirates. My goal is to win with the Pirates. I love the city of Pittsburgh. The fans are hungry to have a winner in Pittsburgh, and I want to be a part of the group that did that. I think about it the same way that when I was at the Air Force Academy. We had never been to a conference championship, and then my sophomore year, we ended up...
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Winning the conference. We had never finished top four in the conference before that. Pittsburgh is, in the way that fans see us outside of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is not supposed to win. There are 29 fan bases that expect us to lose. And I want to be a part of the group. I want to be a part of the 26 guys that change that. So I don't know where that came from. The goal is to win. And I don't know the reporter that reported it. I don't know the player who supposedly said that, but the goal is to win, and the goal is to win in Pittsburgh.
Well,
there we go. As a Pirates fan, dude, you gotta just be
absolutely
thrilled.
Grinning ear to ear. Like,
people
the goal
were trying
is to win.
People, I think it was like 3 starts into his career that people were already like, please God, send him somewhere that is actually a quality team.
Yes, because
Pittsburgh does not it's not even like the other teams are looking at Pittsburgh expecting them to lose. It's because they don't carry themselves as an organization that is expecting to win. They've got a low payroll. They're not exactly trying to pay to bring in free agents.
The 70s, they were good.
You want to say the right thing. You want to endear yourself to the fan base as much as possible.
Sure.
And not indicate that you're going to leave before you actually do. Like LeBron and the buildup to the decision 14 years ago, it really blew up in his face. And since then, everybody has done a much better job of managing the PR and the buildup to you leaving.
Yeah, and he really has. That's the first time I've heard him say, hey, like, I want to do this here. I want to win here. He's done a good job of kind of deflecting.
Yeah.
But I think so, too. I think ultimately if he had the opportunity to go play for a big market
team,
he's going
to
do that.
We're not really going to consider trading you for a couple of more years, so help us make the most of it.
You're
going
to have to leave as a free agent, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's stupid for Pittsburgh. They should trade him and get a haul for him, but they won't. So they're not a serious organization.
You should be forced to sell the team.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about promotion and relegation. And it's a hot topic once again because of the success of the World Cup team, but like, you need accountability. There's no accountability for American sports teams.
No, that's a great point. And that's also like, it goes back to the conversation about the fans.
Yeah.
Like, the fans almost feel like we're the ones that have to hold our teams
accountable. Have to sacrifice.
Right.
You know, we have to endure this, or we have to do something crazy, which probably won't work. We're going to organize a boycott and 15 nerds are going to show up.
Yeah, we're going to put our brown bags over our heads and get escorted out of the stadium or show up with signs that say sell the team, and ultimately it goes nowhere. Chase Burns and the Reds have reached a 7-year, $105 million contract at 23 years old in his first full season. He's 11-1 this year with a 2.54 ERA. He is certainly on the verge of possibly winning the Cy Young in the NL. He was making $785K a season, so a big-time raise for Chase Burns. Congratulations to him of cashing in. And then the Phillies, and they're playing right now against the Mets. They're down 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. I moved this game up on ESPN due to weather. Brad Keller, their reliever, has torn his UCL. He's expected to miss the rest of the season. So there's another team, just like the Rangers, that are probably going to be looking for bullpen help. The Phillies, you can put on that list as well. 9-year veteran, just signed a 2-year, $22 million deal with the Phillies. Tough loss for the Phils. All right, second half preview from Jeff Passan of ESPN. He's got the big four. You've got the Dodgers. You got the Rays, you got the Brewers, and then the Braves. Those are the top four teams, he says, in Major League Baseball that are legit contenders. Then you've got the biggest threats to the big four, the Rangers in Tier 2 here. Yankees, Cubs, Phillies, Mariners.
We don't feel like a Tier 2 yet.
Not yet, but we can maybe get there, even though Rangers leading the division, Mariners aren't. What makes them a contender? For the Mariners, the starting rotation is still the foundation of the team. They're deep enough that the Mariners were apparently shipped to a six-man rotation in the second half after ditching the short-lived piggyback system. What to expect? The Mariners remain the favorite to win the division. But it feels like they should be up five or six games instead of battling the Rangers and Astros. The key is obvious. They need to start hitting, starting with their supposed big three of Kyle Raleigh, Julio Rodriguez, and Josh Naylor. Rodriguez missed the final nine games before the break with a concussion, but he's going to be ready to go. And you'd think that the big dumper would end up picking up where he left off last year, eventually.
Just nine home runs this year.
He's been bad. Yeah, he's had a really rough season so far.
Yeah, it's him and Vladdy Jr. that are like, it's just like, what happened, dude?
So bizarre. Now, the contenders in the mix, this is Tier 3. Here's where our Texas Rangers come in.
Tier 3.
Guardians, the White Sox, the Marlins, the Pirates are actually here because they're having a 50-47, a decent season. They got 31% playoff odds. Cardinals, Nats. Here are your Rangers. Playoff odds, 66%. Eric told us that yesterday. Championship odds, 3%, sitting at 49-47. The division title odds are a solid 50. Now, what to expect? Though little's gone right, the Rangers somehow still lead the AL West. No, it has not been a good division, but the Rangers might win it, and they might play in October. This might occur despite a lost season for Seager. And there have been rumors he might be a player considered for a trade as well. There cannot be many franchises lining up to inherit that massive contract and his back issues. But let's be fair, a winning player lurks. The Rangers have only one playoff year since 2017, but they won it all. If this club slips into October and gets good news on the health front, it could win the American League. pretty much any team can right now.
Okay. All right.
So it's
I could have done without that last sentence.
Yeah, we'll just leave it. They could win the American League.
I like it.
With that pitching, they absolutely could. Hell yeah, they can. Let's go. Wyatt's going to go off in the second half. This team's going to freaking win it all, baby.
You know, we just need our good bullpen arms to get healthy or remain good and see why we trust. You know? Probably two trades away.
Yeah, I think you probably need to add at least one high-leverage arm that can kind of be your setup guy. Chris Martin needs to never pitch again. They need to make sure he retires.
Wow.
And if they could find a way to possibly get another bat, that would be nice.
I think the patience with Chris Martin's about to pay off. Okay, 214 clarifies.
To the God's ears.
214 clarifies that women are not impressed by if you have had a stalker. I would think that it would be quite a compliment.
Well, is that a woman or a man?
I think it's a lady.
I think it was a lady.
All right.
But, you know, can't confirm. Certainly
thanks
read
for jumping in, ma'am.
Like it came off the fingers of a woman.
It was a female.
It's not a turnoff, though, is it?
I
hope it's not a turnoff.
So.
Like, hey, yeah, I've had a few stalkers.
Yeah.
She'll probably think I'm doing something to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Encouraging him.
Yeah, I must be lying.
Oh, yeah.
Selling dreams. Bad. Love bombing,
maybe
all
they'd
that
be,
stuff.
Maybe
they'll find a way to blame you.
Yeah, you know it.
I don't know if women know it, but they love competition. You know, maybe this just isn't the kind of competition they would like.
Mm.
Maybe it's a little fatal attraction type situation. You don't want to have to worry about.
Yeah. You don't need one of those previous stalkers coming back.
You gotta fight them now.
You don't want that
in your own living room.
Looking.
Yeah,
that's just weird. I could see that.
Those ladies got to screw loose.
We got a hodgepodge coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Yes, sir, we do. We finally have the answer to America's biggest question and your bleep hole of the week in sports next in the nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!